Hey, welcome back. It's Driving to the Future, the Continental Express's official podcast. It's March, it's Women's Month, and this month it's special. We're celebrating the one-year anniversary of Women at the Wheel here at Continental Express. I have with me Kyra Sullivan, and I have Tracy Cameron. She's an 18-year veteran driver. She's been with the company for 12 years, and she's both of these guys are big at the Women in the Wheel here at Continental. So that's what the podcast is going to be about. So we'll kick it off with you, Kyra. What's Women at the Wheel?
Well, good morning, Dave, and thanks for...
Good morning.
Thanks for all you do with this podcast. We're excited to be here. But yeah, so we're super excited. It's the one-year anniversary for Women at the Wheel this month, which is well-timed, and considering it's also International Women's Month. So we are super excited to be celebrating that we've made it to 1 year. And so what is Women at the Wheel? I'll give kind of our official mission statement, and then we can talk about it a little bit more. It's a little bit long, but the mission, our mission of Women at the Wheel, is to champion, connect, and encourage the female drivers who enrich Continental Express's fleet, putting them in the driver's seat to shape the future operations at Continental and the industry at large. So ultimately, we want to help women reach their fullest potential. So our focus, I mean, initially is here at Continental, but we're also looking at the industry as a whole. And I think that the industry has come a long way for women, and for an industry that was, you know, historically has been a pretty male-dominant industry. I think that there's a lot of good things that have come, but I think there's a lot of things that we can continue to do to help improve and attract women to the industry at large, and specifically to Continental Express. So that's kind of our goal, is to build the women up in our company, the women drivers, and then also, you know, hopefully that extends to the industry at large. So we came together and we created an advisory committee about a year ago, and that encompasses 8 different female drivers from our company. And we had sent out a couple notifications and asked for nominations and people to submit if they were interested, or to nominate somebody else. And so we ended up with 8 women out of our driver group, and we also have a handful of women from our office that are part of the group, and Tracy is one of them. So she's been with Continental and been an amazing driver. She's as you mentioned, for the last 12 years. So Tracy was an absolute yes. We want her to be part of this group. So we started meeting, and we meet quarterly, and we discuss topics and things, and we try to have a takeaway from each meeting, something that we can do to basically these women, these 8 women that are kind of ambassadors for Continental, what can they do to go out then and spread the word, or we take their feedback, and how can we better our industry.
Okay.
So that's kind of a long-winded answer.
I love the fact that you said you want to help women get into the industry, but also reach their full potential, because I was talking with you earlier, you've been driving for 18 years, but you don't just drive now. You're also helping out other drivers and watching over and keeping things safe down there in Cincinnati, which I am all for using your experience to give back to the company, to help grow the company, to help bring up the younger drivers. And I applaud you for that. And that is amazing.
Thank you.
So, did you have anything to add as far as Women at the Wheel?
I mean, you guys were curious about how to bring in more women into the trucking industry, and I think groups like Women at the Wheel is a great start. It shows that they're there to support women, and women have a voice here, and you want to know what's going on with them and what we can do to make them more comfortable. Definitely gives them a voice and supports them.
Yeah, and it is like you said, it for years was a male dominated industry, so it's still there's challenges, and it's a little scary. So something like this is a good platform to help women feel more comfortable, because I'll be honest, I've been driving for almost 21 years, and back when I started, if you saw a woman truck driver going down the road, you were like, huh? it was something you just never saw. And I think it's amazing now. There's so many of them. And there's a lot here at Continental. Like, we've had a lot of growth here with women drivers coming in. And it's been amazing.
I got that a lot at the beginning. I'd go up to make a delivery and they'd kind of look behind me and around me like, where's the driver?
Where's your husband? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here. This is it. Sorry. Yeah, it was definitely a unique experience being a 21-year-old girl when I started driving a truck.
So
I never even saw the inside of a truck before I went to school.
Really?
Yes, I didn't have any drivers in the family or anything. So
what actually brought you into the industry? Was it something you just wanted to do?
I went to college for a couple years after high school, and I changed my major 3 or 4 times, and I still didn't know what I wanted to do. A lot of my friends, like, they always knew what they wanted to do, you know, with their life. This is what I want to do. I want to, you know, I want to be a teacher, and then I want to be a mom, and I want a family, and I was just kind of like, I don't know, I'll just figure it out. And I kept changing my major, couldn't figure it out. I was like, well, I'll take a break, figure out what I want to do. During my break, I went to truck driving school through Schneider, actually.
Oh, okay.
Drove for Schneider for 5 years.
And then you came to Continental?
Yeah, and I'm actually still trying to figure out what I want to do with the rest of my life, but I've definitely enjoyed being a truck driver. It's been really awesome.
I have, you know, there's times where it's just, you know, driving the truck just isn't enough, and over the years, I've just come to find in myself, I feel so much more fulfilled when I can take the years of driving and the experience that I got and help out other people and walk them through and teach them some of the stuff that I struggled through and had to figure out on my own. But now we've got better technology, we've got better trucks, we've got safer trucks, automatics, and, you know, it's a little bit easier to kind of figure out your way through it, but I applaud you for getting out of the truck and passing your experience down.
Yeah, I was over the road for 8 years, so I do have experience over the road. And I did over the road with Continental for 3 years till I went local, and I have a lot of respect for over the road drivers. I mean, that's their whole life. You know, they're leaving everything. Yeah. They leave their families. They're leaving holidays, weekends. Just, you know, their homes. Mm-hmm. And they're gone, so I have so much respect for them, and I try to be a support in Cincinnati, make sure they have their empties, tell them where to get fuel, you know, help them fuel trailers up. A lot of guys, they'll drop, constantly dropping trailers without fuel. I try to give OTR guys the benefit of the doubt, because I know how it is.
That's a no-no here at Cono Express. We drop our trailers fully fueled.
Of course.
Properly maintained.
Of course. And running.
Clean.
Set at the correct temperature. Always.
Heard that before.
Yeah. So why did you guys, you know, you found it necessary, like you said, you found it necessary to start the Women at the Wheel group. How'd that process go? What brought you to that point where you said, hey, we want to do this?
Yeah, good question. So I was actually looking at our statistics between May of 2022 and January of 2023, and I'm very proud to say that the number of female drivers in Continental's fleet increased by 44% during that period of time, which is awesome. Still not where we would love to see it be today, but I realized that, hey, you know, we're doing good things, and we always had, you know, a mindset where partially a woman-owned company, and we've got you know, a lot of really important women in our company, and I think there's many important women in the industry. But I'm thinking, okay, this is a great stat, but what can we do to even do better? How can we? So that's when kind of this idea of the Women at the Wheel sort of started, and a group of us got together internally and really just got the ball rolling. And so we thought, well, let's create an advisory committee of our drivers. And I mean, you are the backbone of this company, the backbone of this country. You guys are the boots on the ground. So what are you seeing? Because with not being out there, we can think we know, but we don't know. And so that's where we really created that. And our goal, I hope, Tracy, that, you know, you've been able to meet other women too that maybe you wouldn't have.
Awesome.
Because we've got part of this committee, we've got, you know, a woman out of our Texas facility and some out of our Columbus and Indianapolis and Northeastern Ohio. So, you know, Tracy's out of Cincinnati, some based right here in Sydney. So it's really great. Of the eight women, there's some, you know, some that are over the road, some, you know, one of them teams with her husband, some are local, so I think we've got a good diverse group of women too, different perspectives and different age groups, different, you know, amounts of experience. So we were, you know, able to get this group together, and when we meet, I love it. I love our meetings because I feel like there's just all this chatter and, you know, it's a positive thing. And so, you know, we've gotten some really good ideas already, and we're just barely a year in, so we hope to continue to see it grow, and you know, we are seeing our female count, you know, within our organization percentage wise, you know, increase, and we want that, though, to really, I think the national average between 2018 and don't quote me exactly, and today, you know, I think in 2018 nationwide only like between 7 and 8% of all truck drivers were females, and today it's closer to 14%. So that's it's almost doubled, which is awesome in just a couple, you know, 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. So I think that a lot of people and females in particular are realizing that this can be a really great career, really rewarding. It's necessary. There's a lot of awesome things about it. The financial freedom, like you mentioned, the technology and safety's gotten a lot better. I know we were chatting a little bit before, Tracy, but you had said you've seen a lot of improvements within the industry, you know, just in your last 12 or 18 years, whatever you look at.
On that, you're out there, you're doing the grind every day. What do you see other women, like, within our company or in other companies that are driving? Like, what's the state of women, in your opinion, what's the state of the women out there driving? What's the atmosphere like for them? What's the attitudes?
Well, Kyra is sort of underplaying how awesome she is. She's been an advocate for women since I started with this company. And before I started here, you know, I had 5-6 years under my belt, and she's the only person that ever thought to ask women at that point in my entire career, like, how is it out there? How are you doing? Yeah. Like, what are your challenges? How can we support you? She's the only one that ever asked in my entire career. For the most part...
You go, Kyra.
For the most part, we were sort of an inconvenience. People were worried we'd start wanting our own bathrooms, our own showers, like, oh, they're going to need clean trucks, mirrors. And, it, you know, a lot for a long time, women were...
I want all that stuff.
I mean, exactly.
What's wrong with that?
But, yeah, she's been awesome. So it, and just having a company that wants to support women is just amazing.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, I think when you and I started here full-time about the same time that you started here.
Right.
And so even though growing up in this industry, I feel like we're kind of growing up in this together as well. Yeah. So it's been cool. Yeah.
Well, and like I said, you just started this off last year. This is a one-year anniversary of it. So this is still kind of a new thing. It's still fanning out. I mean, this could get really big. Or do you have any... Do you have any inklings or any thoughts maybe down the road of this going, of bringing this outside of the company and broadening it even bigger than Continental? Or has that even been a thought? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think right now, I mean, our focus is, you know, Continental, and how can we, you know, help and empower and encourage the women here, and how can we, you know, grow again. Hey, we want to show other truck drivers that, hey, we are a great place to work, and here's why we will support you. You know, one thing that I wanted to show that, you know, came out of one of our meetings that we're passing out here shortly. So these are some cards that we're creating, and actually, Tracy, I think you're going to get it at the next meeting coming up here. But they're just little, it's just a little card that, you know, was an idea. How can we, you know, things that we can do, to help women within, you know, again, our company or the industry. So when you're out on the road, hey, here is, you can put your name down and just your contact information if you would like. If you see another, you know, Continental driver, or maybe a girl that's just, you know, I don't know, you start chatting at, you know, when you're you know, waiting to pick up a load or whatever you're doing, and say, hey, here's my contact information. You know, I'm, you know, here to help you, because, you know, as Dave mentioned, and Tracy, underplaying herself, and she runs our Cincinnati fleet, and she's a super leader down there and does so much that she doesn't get recognized for, and she really does help that entire fleet down there. And so, and you're always willing to help out with anything. And so, and that's the great thing about these eight women that are part of this group. And I know we have so many more within our organization and within, you know, just the industry that feel the same way. Hey, you know, we want to, you know, come together and support each other and help each other out. So, you know, these little cards are just one thing, but, you know, each meeting we try to come, like I said, come up with a takeaway and what can we do. And then we kind of get together within the office group and say, okay, here's the ideas that came out of this meeting. We try to have a specific topic.
Yeah.
And then here's what we our takeaways. And then what can we come back at the next quarterly meeting? And here we go. And we take feedback, and we have emails and stuff too within there. But so, yeah, it's...
Yeah, being a woman driver is such a unique experience. I mean, it really is. There's so few that have... They can talk about it. So being able to connect has really been amazing for me, because I've only met probably three or four women, you know.
Well, and being a truck driver, and I'm sure you both can relate, I mean, you're sort of isolated, unfortunately. The job as a whole naturally you have to be very independent. And on one hand, I guess that's good. Independence is great for many people, but on the other hand,
it's part of why you start. But after a while,
you don't. It's not like you're coming into an office every single day with the same group of people necessarily. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to bring, you know, connect people.
Yeah.
Even being over the road, you'll realize like, oh, I haven't talked to another human being in two days.
Well, and that's right. And that's what I said. After so many years of just driving. You just get to the point where it's like, you know, I've learned all this stuff, I've got all this knowledge, I've got all this experience, and there's nobody in the truck with you to talk to. So it's when you get out at Shippers and Fueling, and you start talking to these younger drivers, and they start asking you for help, or, hey, how do I do this, or how do you do this, and it got really rewarding being able to just go in and share that experience, because now you're not sitting in the truck by yourself, now you're out there socializing, conversing.
Yeah, you definitely seem more extrovert, though, than the average truck driver.
I probably am.
A lot of truck drivers.
Well, this podcast, Dave, that you do, that's the driving. This podcast is connecting people. So that's the cool thing. The cool thing about technology.
I mean, you can ask my wife, I can walk through a room of 50 people and I'll know every one of them before I get to the other side of the room.
That's not a typical truck driver trait. They're normally pretty quiet people.
I'm me. What can I do? But, all right. So what are some of the things you can think of? Like, what can the trucking industry do to, how can the trucking industry position itself more to be more female friendly? What are some of the things that you personally have experienced where you think if the industry would just tweak a little here or there, it would make a world of difference? You being a woman.
I mean, connecting women is definitely a great start. You don't realize
And then your own shower, your own bathroom.
Mirrors. We need more mirrors, better lighting.
But
it's good to be able to connect and realize that what you've gone through isn't unique. You know, a lot of women have the same challenges as you do, and it's an industry issue. So,
So what kind of things, like, do you have any positive things, like something where the industry could to tweak a little bit that would really benefit women specifically? Any ideas?
I mean, this is where I get crazy talking about feminism and inclusivity and giving women a voice is so important. And I don't know, drawing a blank.
So when we started, you know, when we kind of like thought about this high level, okay, let's create this group of, you know, this advisory committee, you know, Tracy was one of the first people we reached out to because always have been very much, I think of like 12 years ago, we did a breakfast with some of our women driver and, you know, Tracy was one of our first ones and we hadn't created anything as formal as we have now. So that's why I'm really proud that we've, you know, reached the year mark and I hope that we're celebrating 2 years and 5 years and 10 years with this, you know, and I'm sure the group will continue to change, but hey, Tracy was one of the first people we reached out to and we're like, we have this idea. How can we make this happen? What are your thoughts? And so Tracy's like, yeah, you know, and you know, I think, you know, giving women a voice is so important, as you just said. So that's what we're trying to do with this group. But I think just continuing to you know, promote the industry.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, we were talking before, too, that we've come a long way, mm-hmm. but we still have a long way that we could go. And so I think that just, you know, encouraging women to understand and realize that, hey, this is a good industry. There's a lot of positives and you know, the financial freedom, the, you know, autonomy in a good way, I think is great. We've come a long way with technology and safety of the opportunity to travel. You know, you're not just sitting in a cubicle or maybe, you know, on a line or whatever every single day. You have the opportunity to see a lot of things and granted there's challenges, but there's a lot of really good parts about it as well. And so I think if we, you know, as the industry is continuing to progress and we promote it, more women will join, which will make it easier for women to have a voice. And
I think with it being a male-driven industry for so long, most of like the amenities and things along the way, like you said, you get to a shipper and they're looking for your husband, things like the women at the wheel and things like this and promoting this stuff and getting it out there and getting women into the industry more, eventually it's going to, you know, if you get enough women into the industry, the industry is going to have to adjust to the women. It's not, they'll have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the little, those little intricacies that just kind of get you because, that's a guy thing. A lot of that will slowly go away. This women at the wheel is a huge jump in the right direction for that. And I would hope other companies would follow suit and other businesses would follow suit and promote things like this.
America's growing constantly and we're hauling more and we're producing more than ever before.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, men can't do it all by themselves as much as you try.
No.
But you need women. You need more people.
Yeah,
so we need to bring them in so we can help, you know.
And with the way the economy is going and the uncertainties of financial situations and stuff.
That never hurts trucking.
It's not a hey, the guy goes to work and the women stay home and raise the kids. You have to have both people working and supporting and working together.
I would consider trucking to be like recession proof also.
Yeah.
It seems like we never really get laid off. Like everybody needs food.
I mean, I've been with Continental since 2004 and I have went through...
They've been growing the whole time.
I went through two recessions prior to truck driving where my hours got cut. I got to where I wasn't getting enough, you know, there was just... everything slowed way down, and where I was working at the time affected my hours, affected my pay. Now, which is one of the things that led me to truck driving. And since I've been here, we've went through, what, two recessions and a pandemic. Pandemic.
Yeah.
And guess what? I didn't miss a day of work.
Yeah, I mean.
We hauling food, hauling a necessary product. We stayed strong and ran through it the whole time and didn't slow down at all. And I was, you know, I felt so blessed because I had so many other people that I knew and family members that were, had to be laid off or had to get their days cut or, you know, you guys know what the pandemic did to some people. I'm sure you know some people that affected negatively too.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how blessed are we that we just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's,
you had to convince people we were going to keep going too. And, a lot of people kept talking about truck driver strikes constantly.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I've never heard of this. I'm not striking.
When are you guys? Aren't you guys going to quit driving? No.
Yeah.
People still have to eat.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we were doing what we always did, hauling everybody's supplies, everything that they need, their medicine, their food, water. We always do that,
and the fact that we've got more women out there doing it with us now helps the company stay more diverse, stay stronger, stay more focused on what we need to do, and helps us accomplish our goals, which is amazing.
Yeah, and I think whenever you can bring different perspectives together, which was one of an important thing to us with Women at the Wheel too, trying to bring women with different perspectives, different amounts of experience, you know, different backgrounds together, I think that's important because, you know, one thing that works for somebody may not be best for somebody else. You have to come together and see it as a whole. So exactly, from the industry standpoint, I think, you know, it's absolutely important to have, you know, women completely involved.
Yeah,
trucking's always been really neat. There's always been people from different social status, different cultures, different parts of the country, and you know, different religions, political backgrounds, education. Just it's so diverse, and I've met so many neat people that I never would have met otherwise, just working in an office or staying in the same town.
And it's funny because all those divisions all melt away when you get to a truck stop or you get to a shipper receiver.
Absolutely. We're all drivers.
You're all drivers. It's like, you know, it's like a bigger, you're just an extended part of a bigger family. And some driver comes over and asks you for help. You don't think twice, but hey, let me
help. Drivers are amazing.
Yeah,
and people willing to help each other out, different companies.
Doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl, if what color they are, what religion. But at the end of the day, whenever somebody's down and out or needs something, we're all drivers and we all stick together.
It's a really neat industry. Yeah, there's so many opportunities for so many people.
And it's so important. It is so important. And I feel like, you know, we in this room probably recognize that, but I don't know that, you know, maybe not everybody understands how important, how awesome, how important you guys are, how important this industry is, because without trucking, this country wouldn't have anything. It's like between 70% and 80% of our goods get transported by truck. And if you think about it, even what gets transported by rail or air, at some point it probably has to go by truck. And so it's I just feel proud every single day. And when I, you know, come to work and I, you know, or I'm driving down the road and I see you guys out there, I see your trucks, I see the work that you're doing, and it's just so important, and it makes me so proud. And so you know, you guys are awesome, but it's so important for this country.
I mean, speaking of that, going into the future, this is year one, and congratulations on the anniversary. What kind of things are we looking forward to? You got any wheels turning for projects in the future? Got any spoilers you want to throw out?
Well, I think the way that we typically end our meetings is we have a group of topics that, you know, we've talked about, you know, this past year. We kind of really kicked it off, but, you know, talked about safety and bringing how we can bring more drivers into this industry and into Continental. And so we kind of end it each time though with a list of topics that We maybe want to talk about at the next meeting. So I know we've got them coming up. We have a meeting here shortly again. And so
I always have a list of topics.
And then we ask that you guys come in and we take that feedback from the prior meetings and put it together. And then you guys brainstorm as well and things that we can talk about. And then what's our takeaway? Again, we're always thinking, you know, we don't just want to, I mean, it's great to bring this group of women together, but we want to do something with it. So like we talked about the cards or, you know, I know with safety, we're there's takeaways from that. So we're actually trying to have tangible things that we can do and give out. So I think our goal next year is just continuing to broaden our message and making sure that, you know, all the women within Continental, you know, understand who we are and who they, you know, they we would love for, you know, we started out with eight and we kind of think that's a good number, but, you know, we're willing to expand that. If anyone listening to this podcast is interested in being part of this group, I mean, definitely please reach out because we're wanting it to continue to evolve. And so, and then, you know, you guys are really, again, as you see women and stuff, we want them to be able to reach out and, hey, here's something I thought of, here's an idea, here's something that concerns me, and then we need to bring that back to this group,
yeah,
and then
it's
we
great to hear from
collaborate.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if you have, like, a female driver out there who listens to this podcast, but maybe she's like, I don't know if I want to get into the group, but if she has an avenue to reach you guys, and if she has a concern
of course,
or an idea
social media
or something,
and we have a social media group for women.
Do you have like a website or any like specific like incognito, like if they don't want to be?
Well, as you just mentioned, we do have a Facebook group, so we can. So I would definitely search that Continental Express Women at the Wheel. Group and just even as simple as that joining, but I mean 100% anyone can reach out to me at any moment. I mean, I'm in our Sydney corporate office. I think my contact information's out there, but these cards, you know, are another way that, hey, you know, contact information on here with the group of women that are part of Women at the Wheel, and so we're trying to distribute those. And so yeah, we have a group of information too that we not a group but a handouts that we provide during orientation and stuff too as onboard new women, like, hey, we have this group and here's things that we do. So
And how you may have said it earlier and I might have missed it, how often do you guys meet?
Just quarterly, because it's a little bit hard to get. Again, we've talked about how we have
truck
women
drives,
in all different parts. We try to get them here to Sydney. We do have a remote option as well, but we've been pretty successful of getting almost everyone here for the meetings, but you know, we want to four times a year, and then we you know, we converse via email and different things in between.
I would think that's good for every 3 months. You get 3 months, I'm sure by the time you guys get back together, you've got all kinds of ideas to share.
I've got pages right now. Yeah. Harassment, accountability, I have all kinds of topics.
Oh, my goodness.
Great. Tracy's a thinker. You've always
She's a note taker, too.
I've been doing this a long time.
I will laugh because not laugh, but I will say the very first meeting we had, Tracy came and actually I think you were sick the very first one.
Yeah,
you
it was
remote,
the second
but
meeting.
The second meeting, and she's got. I was so impressed. She had this entire notebook, all these notes.
I know,
and
everybody's looking at me weird. Like,
notes.
Were we supposed to have notes? I'm
great.
Like, but this
great.
Is important, you guys.
That's why you were so helpful. So it's good.
This
you
is important.
Do
okay, here comes Tracy, the overachiever.
Just don't want to forget.
But no, I think that's great. I think that's good. And writing it down.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and
I love this
industry.
And I definitely want to see it grow. And I have some ideas.
It sounds like you've got a lot of ideas, which is fantastic. Which is fantastic.
We're professional drivers. We should be professional in
You should be professional in the truck
the
and out of the truck.
Right,
absolutely. Yeah. So. Anything you want to add in closing here? Do you have any final thoughts, Tracy?
No, I definitely would want anybody to reach out to me if any women have ideas or, and I definitely want everybody to know that feminism is not a bad word. Some people are triggered. We don't hate men. We're not angry. We don't want to bring you down to lift us up. We just want
to belong.
Yeah, we want equality. We want the same thing everybody wants. We want to get rid of gender stereotypes and roles that hold everybody back. And we're tired. I'm sure men are tired of it too. Like, men are supposed to help all the women open their doors or whatever. Like, you don't have to do that. Like,
don't tell my wife that.
Oh, I do have something for you.
Uh-oh.
I got an Amazon. Just to... This is if we can get more men to wear these, that would be great. Here you go. I'm sure your wife will like it.
Let's see. How's it look?
Because you are. You gave us a safe place to talk about our issues. And
well, thank you. Thank
you're welcome. You That's all it is allowing women to have a voice.
Yeah. And I think I think your 18 years and your 12 years here and your work in this with Women at the Wheel and the amount of stuff you do down in Cincinnati, there's your voice. That's your springboard.
That's right.
And just use that as your springboard to, you know, reach out and use this platform to better the industry, better the company, and to help it grow. And that, I think that would be
I definitely want to help all the guys out. I'm sure all the guys want to help all the girls out.
Like you said, at the end of the day,
we just want it to be better. Yeah. We want it to grow, and we want to help each other and help the country move goods.
Yeah, and like you said, when we're all at the shippers, we're all at the truck stops, when we're all out there doing what we need to do, we all come together as drivers anyway.
Exactly.
You know, you backing a trailer in the door is no different than me backing a trailer in the door. Or no different than, well, it might be different than a first-year driver backing it in the door. We may get it in
my first couple years were a little rough. But
at the end of the day, we all need to watch each other's backs and help each other out and stay
safe. That's what feminism looks like.
Yeah. So, I applaud all this that you guys are doing. I think it's fantastic. You closing thoughts for you?
No, I just want to thank both of you thank you for having this podcast. And Tracy, thank you for all you do, and thank all of our female drivers.
Willing to come. Men are welcome.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Men keep thinking they can't come to meetings or participate in Women at the Wheel, but they can. I mean, it's for everybody. We definitely want to lift everybody up. And
okay. Yep. So if anyone, absolutely, if there's any ideas or thoughts or things that, you know, maybe we can do better, absolutely, please reach out. You know, there's I don't know the exact number, so I'm probably butchering this, but it's like 1 in 11 jobs have something to do with, you know, this industry, with trucking, with logistics. You know, it's absolutely, we have a big workforce, women are a big part of it. So we just need to continue to show how it's a great career for women. And so I would just encourage, women to join this industry.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Again, happy National Women's Month. This is our podcast, Driving the Future. And this is our Women at the Wheel. And reach out if you've got questions, concerns, issues, or you just want to make a comment. ContinentalExpress.com /Women at the Wheel.
You know what? We actually don't have we need to get a webpage.
We
do not have a webpage. We have Facebook.
Facebook.
you can just make up websites.
Yeah, I'll just make something up. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about. So, but yeah, I was just gonna put something out for, you know, if somebody had wanted to like put something out.
My email is kSullivan@CEIOH.com, kSullivan@CEIOH.com. So absolutely, please reach out.
Yeah, and if it's something for Women at the Wheel, just earmark it Women at the Wheel, and that would be cool.
Great.
So thank you for listening. I hope this was informative. I hope you enjoyed it. We loved doing it. We'll see you next month.